Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, July 21st, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open. European equity markets have opened positive following mixed to lower Asian markets. U.S. dollar is strengthening against Japanese yen, but softer versus euro and sterling. Treasury yields are down at the long end and flat at the short. Crude oil futures are higher. Gold is lower, and industrial metals are mixed, cryptocurrencies are steady. High-profile tech earnings disappointments are a key area of focus for markets today, though they're not expected to cause any meaningful shift in the market narrative. Attention is also on next week's central bank policy decisions, with the Fed and European Central Bank expected to deliver 25 basis point hikes. On the data front, the UK GFK consumer confidence has dropped sharply as consumers feel the pressure from higher rates. The June retail sales result marks an upside surprise due to better weather and discounting. In Asia, Japan's core inflation has risen in line with forecasts, but the ex-food and energy reading has fallen slightly. This comes amid expectations that the Bank of Japan will revise up near-term CPI forecasts next week, though it will likely leave the yield curve control settings unchanged. South Korean exports in the first 20 days of July shrank at the fastest pace since March, driven by another big drop in chip shipments, which also contributed to TSMC's revenue guidance downgrade late Thursday. In the U.S., notable earnings reporters today are American Express, Regions Financial, Schlumberger, Huntington Bankshares, and Comerica. They are posting their results before the open. In corporate news, Google co-founder Sergey Brin is reportedly helping the company build its Gemini AI system, which is intended to compete with OpenAI's GPT-4 and will be available this year. In Asia today, equities tilted lower. Japan gapped lower before somewhat rallying and closing the week flat. Australia was slightly lower as IT dragged. Greater China markets went slightly higher, with mainland stocks lagging Hong Kong. There were small gains for South Korea, and Taiwan had losses on TSMC's disappointing guidance. Southeast Asia was mixed, and India is down sharply. European equity markets have opened higher, but markets are defensive after yesterday's weaker U.S. close. There are several headwinds in play, including the continued pickup in attention on overbought conditions. In other news, UK Prime Minister Sunak's Conservatives have held one seat out of the three by-elections, and Sunday's Spanish election is also in focus. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Friday, July 21st, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.